لحد فين وعطينا أسئلة
خلاص
قلم هذا فين؟
كيف؟ كريت مروض شامل
عجبنك كويس
ايه هي مبسوطين اليوم والله
treatment and drugs used for patients with dyslipidemia. Also, we'll talk about the targets of LDL and its non-LDL cholesterol and triglycerides also. We'll talk, we'll get maybe two or three clinical scenarios at the end of the presentation. Right, little story. Now, you know the chylomicron?
Yeah, no.
Good. So, very good. Chylomicron is a transport fat from the intestine to
liver.
Liver, excellent, very good. And the liver, the chylomicron will release the triglyceride. And the chylomicron
remnant.
And the chylomicron in the or the free fatty acid in the liver will form HDL. And later on, the HDL will release from the liver to the bloodstream, form HDL, VLDL remnant and LDL. Maybe we'll see it in cartoon is better. Right. The problem with the main issue with cholesterol is the LDL, which is oxidized in the blood vessels, form atheroma, cause blockage. Okay, HDL is the good guy taking the cholesterol from the blood vessels to
liver.
Okay. We'll talk about atherogenic cholesterol, LDL, VLDL, and IDL. Okay. Another atherogenic particles, or lipoproteins. Atherogenic particles, as it's called, atheroma. Okay. And as much as you have cholesterol ester in the lipoprotein, as much as you have atherogenic effect. Machine? We have VLDL. LDL remnant, IDL, LDL, and small dense LDL. Do you think which more atherogenic?
LDL.
Small
dense.
Small. Smaller is worse. Okay. More cholesterol ester. There is the other lipid, which is triglycerides. Huh? Mm-hmm. Then there is triglycerides. We'll show you what's the. So the chylomicron contains lots of triglycerides, and then things will go much less. The VLDL, half of its triglyceride. The LDL is 23% of triglyceride. But LDL is almost all
cholesterol ester.
Cholesterol ester. So this is the jejunum, the small intestine. Chylomicron will carry the fat from here in form of
chylomicron,
triglyceride, and some cholesterol, small amount of cholesterol. It will come to bloodstream. There will be a very important enzyme called lipoprotein lipase. This lipoprotein lipase will break down the chylomicron, least free fatty acid to the blood, to which tissue?
Adipose tissue.
Adipose tissue and?
Muscle.
You have to talk.
Yeah, and muscle tissue.
Wings. Muscle. What will happen in the muscle with free fatty acid?
It's nice.
Energy?
Beta oxidation.
Beta oxidation. So, it will give you energy, right? Mm-hmm. For adipose tissue, it will give you what? Storage of free fatty acid. Okay? Then this free fatty acid will go out from the chylomicron, and give you chylomicrobilin. This will go to the
liver.
Good. In the liver, it will reduce VLDL, so VLDL will come from the liver. It's also triglyceride rich, lipoprotein. The same enzyme will work on it, lipoprotein lipase, will get the free fatty acid, the same thing, same target, will give you the VLDL remnant, then IDL, then more hepatic lipase, get more free fatty acid, then the LDL will. Okay? مزعج ها؟ 10 minutes pass. كان لكم شيء مهم ولا؟ التحضير يعني مع عدد الموجودين يكون موجود في الورقة. ماشي؟ لا ما راح اخذها. HDL, which is the good guy, huh? It's not actually the HDL, the good guy, it's actually the
function.
The free HDL. That we call it present HDL. Has the free HDL. Why?
Because it takes up fat from the blood.
So this is the particle that will take the cholesterol ester from macrophage in
blood vessels.
Okay, blood vessel wall take the cholesterol to the liver to form HDL in the middle. Okay. So if you want to get a good result from this mechanism, you want to actually to increase this part. Okay? Not this part.
How?
There's been many medications increase this one. Okay? But actually there is no effect. Because you want really this one. You get my point? If you read more about lipids and HDL stories and medication that they try to at this level, just know that HDL is a good lipoprotein, and it's the one that give us indication of low cardiac risk factor. Okay, it's reduced the risk factor in cardiac disease. Same story, this is the chylomicron, it came from the gut. There is a problem with chylomicron, you will have high triglycerides, huh? And the result is pancreatitis. Okay, if you have very high triglyceride, complication of high triglyceride is
pancreatitis,
number one. Okay, the VLDL come from the liver, endogenous triglyceride, the same thing, high triglyceride, but because of the cholesterol ester, the content of cholesterol ester, it can give you atherogenic effects, so cardiac disease or peripheral vascular disease. IDL, LDL is the same, okay, and HDL is the opposite. Okay? Are we okay?
Yes.
Fine? Most atherogenic effect is coming from the LDL. This is the Fredrickson classification of hyperlipidemia. It's present in all books, medicine books. And it is talk about familial hyperlipidemia. We have type 1, type 2A, type 2B, type 3, type 4, and type 5. It depends on what lipoprotein problem that you have then. And based on that, we know what is the problem. Is it the cholesterol or triglyceride? So type 1 and type 5, it's mainly triglyceride. And it can cause pancreatitis. The other is mainly cholesterol. And can cause ischemic heart disease. Rashid? Mm-hmm. We'll come to the next issue. Familial hypercholesterolemia. We have two types. It should be easier for you to divide it to two types. Familial hypercholesterolemia and familial hypertriglyceridemia. Okay? The most important syndrome for those is familial hypercholesterolemia. Familial hypercholesterolemia. Number one. The problem is in the LDL receptor. So there is the LDL receptor, there is defect in the LDL receptor, so LDL will not be taken by the liver. Huh? It's a dominant. Soma dominant. So the disease will affect the heterozygous and homozygous, huh? This is the dominant. If it's heterozygous, it affects 1 in 500. Homozygous, 1 in million. If you have familial hypercholesterolemia, heterozygous, you may have premature coronary artery disease. Age around 30. Okay. And if you have homozygous, you may have coronary artery disease at the age of 18 or 16 or even 5 years old. Okay? They have massive amount because of the very high LDL. Okay? You get this point? The other three conditions is rare. So this is the same you're talking about familial hypercholesterolemia. The familial combined hyperlipidemia is controlled with VLDL, so it has high cholesterol ester and high triglyceride. The other one is primary hypertriglyceridemia, this is the other part, so we have, we said cholesterol ester and now triglyceride. The most important one, the most common one is the last one, familial hypertriglyceridemia, most of the patients with high triglyceride. The first one is lipoprotein lipase deficiency. So when you have defect in the enzyme, lipoprotein lipase, the triglyceride will not be taken from the chylomicron, and the triglyceride will not be broken from the VLDL. So you're not very high. Okay? We'll talk about the treatment about all of mixed hyperlipidemia, so you have high triglyceride and high
cholesterol is.
Main two things, familial is familial combined hyperlipidemia. Okay? The first one is the problem in the beard here, and the problem with the other one is ApoB 100 lipoprotein. Okay? It caused the adrenal coronary artery. What is this?
Symphilis.
corneal arcus, okay? For corneal arcus. Arcus sinalis in both of them, okay? For this one is corneal.
This is for corneal arcus.
Excellent. This is come with what?
Familial
hypercholesterolemia. Familial hypercholesterolemia. For corneal arcus.
The tendons and
plasma.
And what is the lesion? The skin or the joint? Well, it's not in the joint, in the tendon, okay? So, now in the video, when they move, you ask the patient to do like this, to move with the tendon, okay? So this is again coming with familial hyperlipidemia. So tendon is that down, okay?
Xanthalasma.
Okay, and this is come with. Can you see it? What's the anatomy part of it?
The insertion of by gastrocnemius.
This is healed, huh? Okay.
Gastrocnemius.
No, this is
in
the
calcaneus. Calcaneus.
Calcaneus.
Painful. This is in the elbow. Okay? We call it eruptive zentral. Eruptive zentral. It's come with high triglyceride. It can be familial, it can be also high triglyceride with from like diabetes. Patients have high blood sugar. High triglyceride.
The mild
one from the red state. No, it's called the severe hypertriglyceride. Triglyceride more than 10. Okay? Painful. Reversible. Cause of hyperlipidemia, the secondary cause of hyperlipidemia, we have diet, hyperthyroidism, Koch syndrome, anorexia and nephrosis. We'll come to the next slide, maybe it's more concentration. So diabetes, you have high VLDL because of the problem
of
lipoprotein like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so triglyceride will be high. Hyperthyroidism, you will have
decreased metabolism.
Yes, decrease metabolism of
cholesterol.
VLDL and VLDL remnant, so you'll have high
cholesterol.
LDL. Cholesterol is correct. Obesity,
this is
more of triglyceride. Anorexia nervosa, you have high LDL level. Nobody knows why. Right? Because it's, I think, it's a liver problem. The Koch syndrome, because you're losing lots of protein. The cholesterol will be high. Uremia and dialysis, triglyceride high. Pregnancy, you have high triglyceride, high LDL. Dialysis. Uremia in chronic liver disease, And exactly why for dialysis, nobody knows. But chronic liver disease, because they're losing lots of protein, it's common for in the case. Alcohol, it's always high triglycerides. Okay? When to check a blood? You do the blood for everybody?
All people at risk.
All people? Okay, so age you mean?
Yeah.
Age for female? We said less than 45 for male, maybe 35 to 40 you do the blood profile to get an idea. Or?
People at risk and familial.
Patient with risk, like family history war, all the nice kind of diabetes, hypertension.
Some medications
on HIV, taking medication for HIV. So high risk. Okay. Okay. Anything else? You do it fasting or non-fasting?
Fasting.
All the time we ask for fasting. But if you actually want to directly measure HDL and LDL directly, you can do it non-fasting. The problem with our lab and many other labs, they are not measuring direct LDL. They measure it with this equation. The LDL, total cholesterol, minus HDL plus triglyceride of 5. So because of triglyceride, you need to be
fasting
and total cholesterol also affected by fasting. We ask the patient to fast for how long?
12 hours.
Okay? He can drink water, no calories. Triglyceride affected by diet. If you eat anything, the triglyceride will go up. So we'll talk about treatment or medicine. What you understand from me now that we order the triglyceride, LDL, HDL, total cholesterol, okay? So the main two things actually is LDL.
HDL.
We are not measuring here.
HDL.
HDL. Okay, LDL, triglyceride, HDL. Okay, so from those three, what's the mostly affecting coronary arteries?
LDL.
So, in ischemic heart disease, the first target is?
LDL.
The second target will be?
H. Okay.
Actually, something we call non-LDL cholesterol. So, the other cholesterol. Because we are not measuring VLDL, we're not measuring IDL. But we try to calculate it, okay? Calculate it from what? Either from total cholesterol minus HDL or ratio total cholesterol to HDL. Okay, so you know the other non-LDL, non-HDL cholesterol levels, huh? Get my point? The most important one we said LDL. The other VLDL or IDL. Well, other thing that we are not measuring. So, بمعنى آخر, كل total cholesterol except
LDL
will HDL. So we come with this equation. Yeah, and it takes a total cholesterol على HDL, أو إنك تطرح total cholesterol من HDL. And this will be a risk factor, غير الLDL. It will be the second one. Okay. Third one will be the triglyceride. This is for ischemic heart disease. Okay. The other risk of hypercholesterolemia is triglyceride. Okay. So, the triglyceride, the most problem from triglyceride is
pancreatitis.
So, if you want to prevent pancreatitis. Your first and only target is
triglyceride.
Good. Any problem with that? What is your LDL? target? What's my LDL target? It's different, okay? You don't have one target for everybody. You know that? يعني هل فين تمت؟ You can go to one of the website. You put your age, if you are a smoker or not. You put your systolic blood pressure, and put your gender, and there will be a calculation for your ischemic heart disease or coronary heart disease event in the 10 years. So it will give you the percentage of your risk. Okay. يعني older people who smokes, male, patients with high blood pressure, patients with high blood sugar, have higher risk than people who don't have this risk factor. صح؟ different risk factor, different people will end by different risk factor for ischemic heart disease. So accordingly, you have different target for cholesterol. Okay? يعني بمعنى آخر, if you come to me with cholesterol of 4.5 in your age, you're not a smoker, you have no family history of ischemic heart disease, you have no blood high blood pressure, I may not treat you. Okay? I said, okay, your LDL is fine, just go home. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody like 75 years old, have two MIs before, diabetic, hypertensive, smoker, and he come to my clinic with LDL of 4.5, I may jump on my chair. He should be on something, okay? We should reduce, get his LDL down. Otherwise, his risk to develop another MI is high sky, huh?
Okay.
You can check one of those. طول ولا؟
ممكن تبغى الدكتور حقك اساس؟
تجربة. دكتور الايج يقول نوت فاليد اذا كان اقل من 30. تو شايفه هنا.
اوكي سو يو كان بوت يور ايج اوكي كان بوت يور جندر توتال كوليسترول اتش دي ال ليفل سموكر اور نوت ستوريك بلاد بريشر اند اف يو هاف اني ميديكيشن يوز فور بلاد بريشر اند يو كالكوليت يور تيست يور ريسك سو ذيس ويل جيف يو the risk of coronary artery disease in the next 10 years. Based on that, we target your LDL. You get this point? Okay. This is based on something we call Framingham risk assessment. What we talked before is Framingham risk assessment. You can go to any website and you can check the Framingham risk assessment. This is based on a very famous study in the American Journal of Medicine. What do you have? So the coronary heart disease event will increase you have higher cholesterol level. Okay? So, you know that, huh? We know that. Before, we didn't know that. Before, maybe 20 years or less, maybe 25 years, the cardiologist say, no need to check this cholesterol. You just go with the balloon, open the obstruction,
the vessel.
Coronary artery narrowing, send patient home, you'll be fine. Why to do this living and why to give medication and what? They don't even know how to spell cholesterol, C with K. So until this study came and they said, okay, there's this major change in mortality in patients with ischemic heart disease. Well, حتى في primary prevention, basically who don't have ischemic heart disease but high risk, and we reduce their blood sugar, blood cholesterol. So this is what we talked before. هذا أسد ثاني. هذا American guidelines. We have this Canadian guidelines. So when you have high risk, your 10-year coronary artery risk is more than 20. That means very high. Your LDL level should be less than 2. This by Canadian guidelines. We can go lower. Actually, we sometimes go lower. 1.8, 1.7. Okay. The secondary target اللي قلناها اللي هي total cholesterol تقسيم HDL. Okay, less than 4. The third target is not here, is the triglyceride. You know. Should be less than 1.7. But the first thing you aim is LDL. Okay. You can put all diabetic patients where
high risk
in the highest. That's easy. Yeah. The moderate risk. You calculate the Framingham risk assessment for your patient, and it came like 16, and between 10 and 20, this is moderate, and your LDL target should be less than 3.5, and the ratio is less than 5. Low risk, most of us, or most of you, is LDL less than 5. Okay? So easy to remember, number 2, which is 4. High risk patient, you add 1.5, so outcome 3.5 for moderate risk, you add 1.5, so 5 for low risk patient. Okay? Any question about this? You're fine? Yes, sir. I'm back to what you're going to ask. Your normal value, maybe it's not your normal value for somebody else. So it depends on the patient you have. Okay? This is very important. As MCQs, normal value, it may actually mislead you. And the kind of normal value, less than 4, but I gave you a very high risk patient, diabetic, طالع من MI قبل أسبوعين. قلت لك انه ال LDL حقه is 3. You say fine?
No.
No. It's not normal for him. Okay? There is no normal value for. So this is study since 20. أول study سووها اللي هي 4S. وقالوا انه lower cholesterol will lower your cardiac event. Then the studies come after that. They bring the LDL lower and lower and lower. they reach to 1.7, 1.8. When you get the lower is better, okay, with LDL. This is for secondary prevention. Secondary prevention means?
What's the mind?
The patient has established had MI before, non MI. Primary prevention, patient has no ischemic heart disease, but the high risk. Even the cardiac events will reduce with it. So the patient with higher risk, the effect of medication is greater, extra. So this is the same thing. Lower is the energy. So treatment of hyperlipidemia. We have lifestyle modification. It will work. It will work in maybe 3 months. It will work in few portion of people because the compliance is a problem. So for our patients, unfortunately, taking one tablet is easier than cutting some food or doing some exercise. Low cholesterol diet will work perfectly with triglyceride. So when you have patients with very high triglyceride, just keep him MBO for 24 hours, his triglyceride will go down to normal. Okay? It's not true with LDL cholesterol. Okay? It's the triglyceride or the diet effect of triglyceride, it's much more much more than LDL. Okay? You ask the patient to be on low diet or low fat diet, that's okay. With any patient with high triglycerides or with high LDL. Okay? Like in the effect of diet. And if triglyceride is much better. Within 24 hours, everything will be almost normal. Especially patients with recurrent pancreatitis, they come with recurrent pancreatitis, high triglyceride. Just keep them in the hospital, MBO, with MG2, IV fluid, things will be fine. Okay? Of course, exercise. And for HDL, the most effective way to increase HDL, is diet. Okay, diet and low saturated fat and cut smoking. If you are a smoker, your HDL is low. If you want to increase it, just stop smoking. Statin. You know what statin?
Yeah.
Okay. There's five medications sharing the history in medicine. All end by N. Having adrenal insufficiency. But I mean, this is for me, my list is different. So we said insulin, statin,
penicillin,
aspirin. I think it's four. Maybe girls add silicone. So the most effective medication on LDL is
statin.
Statin. Okay. It will reduce statin by sometimes 50%, 55%. The most important side effect from statin is
myopathy and
uracemia.
Liver.
Liver enzyme. So high liver enzyme, hepatitis. The myopathy can even
increase with other drugs.
Rhabdomyosin.
The risk increase with other drugs. Yani they can take, مثلا,
combination with fibrate, with phenofibrate, it's very rare. Okay. We usually order liver enzyme for patients on statin. We rarely succeed. Okay. The myopathy, you check it by two things: history, if the patient have muscle pain, can't walk,
weakness.
Muscle weakness, and
CK.
The other medication is Zitamab, and it's affected LDL mostly. It's in GI, very low side effect, but no effect on cardiac disease.
سؤال معلش دكتور. خصوصا المايوباثي ممكن تشيك على المايوغلوبين مثلا مور سنسيتيف مور سبيسيفيك من السي كي مايوغلوبين
نو نو سي كي اوكي مايوغلوبين ذا يورين مين
سال
سو اكوردنج تو وات وي نو اكوردنج تو
ستدي سي كي از ذا مايوغلوبين حتى في المصل
اوكي سي كي ذا جريت ميديكيشن
سنسيتيف بس مو سبيسيفيك
Can get your LDL down, increase HDL, increase triglycerides, perfectly. But the problem with it? Side effects. Patients cannot tolerate. Most of patients cannot tolerate. More than 30% cannot tolerate. The other issue with this is the hyperglycemia. So you can't give it to
diabetic
patients. Well, pre-diabetic.
Gout.
Fibrate, give him Brazil and phenofibrate. It's mainly affecting triglycerides, right? And cholesteramine is also affecting mainly the LDL. So statin, how it's working?
Increase in endogenous synthesis.
Increase
endogenous synthesis of cholesterol.
Where?
Liver.
So
there will be decrease in cholesterol synthesis. At the end, we will get a decrease in the LDL.
Lower LDL receptor.
lower?
Decrease the LDL
increase.
Receptors. LDL receptors.
Increase
LDL receptors.
Okay. Very good. So you know the mechanism. That's good. Yeah. No cardiologist knows this. So actually it's not only reducing the sensitivity of cholesterol. It's upregulation of the LDL receptor in the liver. So more receptors will open and they will catch more LDL from the blood. Triglyceride, in summary, it depends on the level of your triglyceride. If the triglyceride is more than 10, the risk of pancreatitis is very, very high. Okay? So you have to target everything to reduce this triglyceride, which is one of them is MPO. So try to reduce the triglyceride as soon as possible. You can admit the patient, you can keep him MBO, put him into the tube, and give hydrogen fluid.
MBO?
Nothing.
No.
So, nothing. This is medical change for 24 hours, the thing will be okay. Triglyceride will go down. So, 10. It's more than 10. So, it's very high risk for acute pancreatitis. Okay, between 10 and 5, the risk of pancreatitis is there, it's lower, but you target your treatment to reduce triglycerides. So, in another hand, if the patient taking statin, you should add
5-fibrin.
If the patient not taking statin, LDL aggregates, low risk, you should start fenofibrate. Don't start statin. مفهومة؟ اوكي؟ طيب إذا كان الترايغليسرايد less than 5 so pancreatitis is very low risk and if you want to start patient on anything you better start him on statin. اوكي؟ اوكي ابيت ها؟
Statin.
Yeah, you can start statin. Okay, statin. So it depends on, depends on your triglyceride level. Mm-hmm. Okay. If the level is very high, your primary target is to prevent
pancreatitis.
And you want really to bring the triglyceride down. And the best medication to bring it down is?
Fenofibrate.
The fibrates, either came from Brazil or the fenofibrate. Okay, if the triglyceride is high, but not high enough, يعني أقل من مثلا خمسة.
Statin.
Your primary target is
LDL.
Is it pancreatitis ولا
LDL لا.
No, ischemic heart disease. So you start
statin.
Statin. It will not be very effective on triglyceride. Can reduce it to a safe level, but statin is the best to start. Okay. Any question about this? Okay, so for lazy people, can't read. 14 years old, came to your clinic, has very high total cholesterol, then because of his father and grandfather had MI at younger age, he had two brother and sister, 7 and 4 years old, in physical examination, it looks normal, nose xanthoma, nose xanthelasma, his blood pressure is fine, his BMI is 22. Lipid results in HDL of 46, which was 1.2 millimole. LDL is very high, 266 milligrams per deciliter. Total cholesterol is 303.8, and triglyceride is 1.1 millimole per deciliter. Which one of the following is the most appropriate next step? in caring of this patient. So collect skin fibroblasts for LDL receptor activity.
No.
I'm not going to ask you about this. I'm not too bad. So this must be wrong. Perform genetic testing for LDL receptor mutation. It's me, eh? Maybe right, huh?
Okay.
Measure lipoprotein B concentration.
No, okay. Family lipoprotein, you see that.
Lipoprotein B is one of the lipoprotein. The risk of ischemic heart disease caused by it is not established. But you know he had very high risk of ischemic heart,
sir.
So you don't need to measure anything else. So C is secluded, okay. Lipid analysis for the sibling or sibling.
Okay, it's a step, but not the next step. Maybe, but in يعني later.
Excluded or keep it?
Excluded.
لا تبقى. Radiant ultracentrifugation for the remain LDL size and density. Well, who cares? So, we end by
B or D?
B,
D.
Or D?
في ماء حقه نازل بالبلد بشرة
نور
وال ويانج ناس ناس موتر خلاص يعني شوف الجينيتيك
you want to do the genetic testing okay expensive genetic testing
يعني المستشفى
what do you think this patient
بس يعني أنت بتسوي اللي بدأ أنا زز يعني كل شيء راح
تسوي مين
تسوي
هذا المرة شخص سوي المين لل سيبلين لأخوان طيب تسويها مرة واحدة so you want something to give you diagnosis صح so which one of them they will give you good diagnosis
B
سيبلين صح why most likely this patient have
familial hyperlipidemia.
Familial hyperlipidemia. Is there any other reason to do it for sibling?
If they have it, also a risk.
Of course.
Care for
them. Of course. يعني جت عن ماي مرة بدري.
ها؟
أقول لو جت عن ماي مرة بدري. 56 سنة.
Yes.
بس تفتح الحين 7 or 4 years لو كان نيجاتيف.
لو كانوا نيجاتيف أيوة.
نكتم لو كان نيجاتيف لو هذا.
يعني حتى لو كان في ميلي
كوردن هاي بعد الديال
هاي الديال صح اوكي
هل هو سنسيتيف كفاية
just think loudly
هل هو سنسيتيف كفاية انه لو طلع نيجاتيف معناها انه خلاص بالنسبة للسبلينج
يو يا بس فاميليا هاي بالابديمي از دوميننت صح؟
صح
سو دوميننت and you want to exclude something very important homozygous صح؟ Okay. So, this is a good question. It's I'll just tell you about my patient. So one patient, she came to me because of a referral because high TSH and high free T4. So what she has, most likely
again
high TSH, high free T4.
Hyperthyroid.
Hyperthyroid. What type of hyperthyroid?
Primary.
Is it? TSH is
secondary.
No. Okay. And she had with MRI or with pituitary adenoma. Small adenoma. Okay. So, what's your next step?
Measure her ACTH.
Well, yeah. Just simply, I will measure everything you want, but simply, this you can make the diagnosis of?
As controlled hyperthyroidism.
Huh?
Secondary hyperthyroidism.
Secondary hyperthyroidism, which is, you mean, pituitary producing ACTH tumors, huh? Okay. كانت أختها معاها في العيادة. She complained of goiter.
Huh?
Goiter. Okay. So we did her test. She had the same thing. IT6, IPT4. Okay. العائلة هذه من قريبة من الرياض. We asked them all to come and we did
screening
test. Okay. 4
out of
6 have the same thing. So what they have?
Kinetic.
Which is?
Some damage. There is
no genetic or familial T-trauma or TSH producing tumor. So actually, this family have something called thyroid hormone resistant, and the tumor seen in the pituitary was just non-functional pituitary adenoma, which present in 10% of population. So in MRI, you can 7-8 منكم يطلع عندهم بوتيتري سمول ادينوما. So if we did not do that test for the family, this patient will end by surgery. So this is the treatment for TSH producing adenoma. And she will continue to have the problem.
لو ما كانت
No, but it was my first step. If there is no family at all, maybe I would do some other test. I would do TRS stimulation test.
Doctor, can عنده أصلاً T4 or TSH high? طيب كانت symptomatic patient ولا لا؟ كان symptomatic hyperthyroidism.
Yeah, some people will have hyperthyroidism.
طيب كيف
some people will have.
طيب كان resistant.
Some people will have euthyroidism.
إذا كان عنده T4 resistant والهذا هاي يعني هذا compensatory بس ما يسبب hypothyroidism.
Yeah. T4 resistant it's a huge subject. It's not our topic today. But this patient have actually only T4 resistant in the pituitary liver. So there is no negative feedback. So the TSH continues to be high. Okay. We goiter code because of
Hyperactivity.
Okay. Next question, it will be easier. Yeah, I had a question.
هذا جواب اللي قلت فيه
sibling. So, this question is easier. ممكن نعطيكم أسئلة في medication? No. Yes.
لا.
حتى لو كانت statin ولا insulin ولا penicillin ولا silicon ولا. ها? So what's the answer here?
Atorvastatin.
B. Okay. So this patient is high risk, and she needs to be on atorvastatin, which is Lipitor, which is one of the statin. Do you think this is not an easy question?
ليش دكتور ما نعطيه؟ أول شيء ال تريجليسرايد هل لازم نقيسه قبل ما نأخذ الدواء؟
You will order lipid profile.
يعني إذا كانت
يعني مثلا this patient if we measure his triglyceride and his triglyceride, this question to you, if the triglyceride is 12.
يعني عرفت الفلو يعني فلوريت ولا
فايبريت
with
the statin. Excellent. If the triglyceride is 4.
Statin, بس.
You just start statin and see what's happening.
Okay. ما في risk كبير يعني.
Excellent. في حاجة ثانية في diabetic patient, when the initially we have diabetes, blood sugar is not controlled, the triglyceride will
elevate
because of insulin resistance. Because insulin is when you have low insulin or insulin resistance, the lipoprotein lipase will
decrease.
Okay. Okay. Any question?
دكتور بالنسبة للأدوية بس النياسين والإيزيتيميب متى نعطيها؟
النياسين
والإيزيتيميب
أقدر. You can give it to patients. إيزيتيميب you can give it to patients with
immediate
with high LDL not controlled on statin only. Adding إيزيتيميب to مثلا أتورفستاتين ولا أذر ستاتين. the effect on LDL by adding ezetimib is better than doubling the dose of statin. يعني مثلا إذا كان واحد يأخذ أتورفستاتين 20 and his cholesterol LDL is high or it's not controlled, the effect of adding ezetimib is better than
doubling the dose,
giving 40. Okay.
Niacin,
sometimes you use it if you have especially triglyceride and high. It's really
We don't start with it. We start at all statin.
Statin. All the mortality benefits always come from statin.
كتب لي next hyperlipidemia لما يكون عندي LDL والLDL كلهم مرتفعين. صح ولا لا؟ أفضل يعني لو ترايسل إلى الآن ما وصل لعشرة. سبعة كفيني أبدأ بالستاتس ولا لازم أخذ كومباينيشن لأن عندي بوث مرتفعين تريجلسرايد
لو استارت ستاتين مثل تريجلسرايد not go down below 5 after 3 months you add
fibrates
it's better to add phenofibrate not came from Brazil because of the
side effect
okay thank you we need this
هنا
ايش
اختبار
يحبون الشيء. قلت له ما جاوبت على السؤال. عطنا سجل. عطنا.